Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if you gave me a quick second, Mr. Caneely's having problems logging on. I have him on speakerphone.
Okay.
His audio is not working. Everything's not working. Steve, can you hear us? Because I know you're calling also.
I'm on now.
Okay, he's on now. Okay, I'm sorry. I will not just let you know. Jim's on my phone.
Fair, no problem.
Okay, Mr. Weissman.
Here.
Mr. Tillery.
Here.
Mr. Patel.
Here.
Mr. Reggio.
Here.
Mr. Blount. Mr. Mitterondo.
Here.
And Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Caneely, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can, Mr. Chairman.
Any changes to the agenda tonight?
Yes, the application of Wilfredo Pagan, 39 Mansfield Road, is adjourned until April 9th, 2026. He must notice.
Okay, thank you.
That I have.
All right, let's proceed. Item number 6, 25-ZB-86B, Jose Castro.
Is Jose Castro present?
You're muted, Mr. Castro. You're muted.
Mr. Castro, can you hear me?
They're there.
There you go, perfect.
Okay, Mr. Castro, could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Can you hear us, Castros?
No, they unmuted. Can you hear us, Mr. Castro?
Okay, yes, I hear.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Castro, do you swear that everything you're going to say is going to be the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, could you explain to the board why you're here?
I want a variance.
You want the variance?
What did he say?
I'm showing it's a first floor renovation with a garage and a second story addition. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mizrahi has a report on this.
Ms. Jonathan, jump in.
Yeah, certainly. For the benefit of the board members, this application came in front of us because of a pre-existing nonconformity with respect to the front yard setback. The proposed renovations will eliminate a front porch, lessening the nonconformity by about 4.5 feet.
That's great.
The result will be 23.6 feet where 40 is required.
Works for me. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
I do.
Go ahead.
All right, my name is Nell Slartz, and I'm right across the street from Mr. Castro. I know Jose quite well. Anyhow,
I need to swear you in, sir. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes, it will be the truth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Proceed, sir.
Okay, my questions are primarily for clarity, not for support or resistance. This is R20 right now, right? This is a single family dwelling?
Correct.
Okay, and so it will continue that way. I noticed in your paperwork it said that there may be other variances and reliefs as requested, and that would be something that you all would be pursuing. What are they?
That's standard language that goes in every notice, sir. That's language that we give the applicant in case something comes up during the public hearing. There are no additional variances that have been identified.
All right. Well, if they're identified, do I get an idea or get notice of what they may be before this all goes down?
There aren't any.
There aren't any, sir.
There aren't any at this time? No, there aren't.
The only variance is a front yard setback variance, and they're making it better.
Okay, good. The other thing is that there is no, at this point, an R20 doesn't provide for commercial use of the property, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay. And can you give me an idea when the, maybe Jose can tell me what the construction date would be if everything goes the way it's intended to and when it would complete?
After, if this application is looked upon favorably, it will be memorialized at the next meeting in 2 weeks, after which Jose can go and submit for permits. And then after those permits are approved, then the work may begin.
Okay, good. And then you don't have a completion date. You basically do it year by year. How long are the permits good for?
Until it's finished.
Until it's done, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so, there's no timeline by law that makes them finish within a certain amount of time. Right. Once they start, as long as they keep going on, there's not a limit for when they have to finish.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate these comments. Clarity. No problem. Any other members of the public have any comments or questions?
Yeah, I do have. I just want to make sure that the construction.
Hold on, ma'am. What is your name and address, please?
Oh, I'm Susan Larson, and I live at 38 Oris Avenue, right across the street. You want to swear me in?
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure, I can.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just really have questions and concerns. So I just want to make sure that the construction will stay on that side of the street. There will be no interference with our property, people turning around in our driveway, things like that.
That's not a concern for this board. If there are issues during construction, you can file a complaint with code enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other members of the public?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none, I'm going to close it. I make a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Call roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Castro, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good luck.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 8, adoptions of the resolutions for the regular meeting of February 26th, 2026.
The first resolution is Jorge Mina and Luz Buitrago. This was a resolution of denial. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Daniel Chin, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sigma Construction, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is VFW Properties, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last is Surinder Jasal and Rupinder Jasal, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all of our resolutions for this evening.
Thank you. Item number 9, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of February 26, 2026. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 10, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Great work. Tough job tonight, guys. But you all came through really, really well. I'm so proud of you. All right. Everyone have a great night.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for handling the audio.